It is Review Extra, Neil Atkinson with Dan Morgan and Sean Rogers. We recorded a review yesterday, Nottingham Forest versus Liverpool. Thank you very much for the positive feedback. All very, very kind indeed. And then we had a few hours to ourselves. Then we reconvened, at least spiritually, to watch Manchester City versus Manchester United. We're going to try to be polite in as long as this as we'll possibly manage.
It is the friendly derby. So
it is a very friendly derby, the coordinating social media posts and so on and so forth. But we'll be polite for as long as we can. We may not manage it that much towards the end. I want to start off with the approaches, Sean. And I think, obviously, we've got one eye now on next weekend as well, coming up against Manchester City. We know it's in there for us. And I want to talk about, firstly, the way what they're now selecting and, secondly, what they're doing. So we'll start off with that. It feels to me like right now, Sean, Guardiola's first 11 is basically 10 of that 11 and then a variant on Doku. So, and this will sound mad because I'm going to name players who play in positions all over the pitch. Some of whom have had a lot of appearances for City, some of whom have had less. So you've got, it's 10 and then it's Doku. Or it might be, if not Doku, it could be Grealish, Alvarez, Nunes, Kovacic, Gvardiol, Lewis, Akanji. Like, this all seems a bit mad. We'll come back to this at the end, but that's what they're doing. And then from there, very, very consistently, they are building in a bit of a 3-2-2-3, but every now and again they'll send one of the fullbacks into another area as well.
Yeah, in terms of the selection and approach, I mean, firstly, the thing that stood out to me, it's unbelievable that they've got Gvardiol and Akanji on the bench. Not because they should be playing, I just mean that's the size of the task that Liverpool and Arsenal have to face up to. I'm amazed the rest of the country, well, I'm not amazed because I know what the rest of the country details, so the politeness has just gone out the bin straight away there, Neil, I'm afraid. But I'm stunned that there's just not more currency behind Arsenal and Liverpool taking this batch of nonsense on when, you know, you've got defenders like that on the bench. But nevertheless, interesting for them that they obviously know the counter-attacking threat of Manchester United, and that Pep takes it seriously enough to depart from the two-man build-up that we've all been referencing. He sort of released the shackles a little bit over recent weeks and months, and does want to keep, obviously, on paper, it looks like their normal 4-3-3. And in reality, they're never really in that shape. That they'll squeeze United in a 4-4-2, Foden right, Doku left. You get Kevin De Bruyne jumping up with Haaland, and then Silva will ultimately be alongside Rodri there, and Bernardo Silva's their little handy Swiss Army knife in that regard. And then when they're building the play, which to be frank, is the vast majority of this game, they're in that three-man build-up with Kyle Walker's pace, Ake on the left, Diaz, if you like, cotton wool around him in that regard in the middle. Then you've got Rodri and Stones in front, Silva and De Bruyne in free roles in front of that, much like the Arteta 3-2-2-3 system, and then Doku and Foden stretch of things.